Heroin addiction rates in the U.S. are on the rise. Many medical and drug treatment professionals say the increase is being fueled in part by people looking for something to replace the high of prescription pain pills that are more difficult to get because they're closely monitored by a health department prescription registry. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Baltimore is not immune to the growing problem, and government officials are searching for solutions for what they're calling an epidemic.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says heroin addiction is one of the obstacles standing in the way of her goal of attracting families to Baltimore.
Simply put, there is no way to make Baltimore a safer and healthier city without an effective and coherent strategy against heroin use.
More than a month ago, she announced a task force to probe the depth of the city's addiction problem and find ways to solve it. Bernard McBride, president of Behavioral Health System Baltimore and a task force member, says they want to take advantage of overall changes in health care thanks to the Affordable Care Act.
We have a big opportunity here to take this time to look long and hard at what it is the people of Baltimore need in terms of support for getting out from under the effects of substance use, especially heroin.
The Drug Enforcement Agency says about 80% of Maryland's heroin supply comes from South America. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts took a recent trip there, joining the DEA and other law enforcement leaders from Maryland. Batts says the drug fight is now similar to the economy. It's gone global.
We know the vast amount of violence that takes place on our streets is gang-related, and those gangs make their money from illegal drug sales coming from other countries.
The commissioner says he will share with the task force the importance of having prevention programs similar to DARE, or Drug Abuse Resistance Education. Batts says while programs like that have been cut in the U.S., the country of Colombia is doing the opposite.
Those programs that we have dismantled, they're building them up to a greater degree, and they're expanding them from the age of 3 to the age of 18 to make an impact within their country.
And drug treatment counselors have their wish list for what the mayor's task force should look at as well.
There's a community room where patients come together.
Dr. Mark Fishman is medical director of Mountain Manor in Southwest Baltimore. They have a special program for adolescents and young adults who are trying to kick the opiate habit. Fishman hopes the task force will look at how to help youth.
What are the treatment resources? What is the treatment capacity? How do we get providers to be able to do developmentally appropriate and youth-friendly specific treatment and think about where that fits in?
Mike Gimble, Baltimore County's first drug czar and a recovering heroin addict himself, says a task force is a waste of time.
People are dying on the streets. Not just Baltimore City, but Baltimore County and Harford County and Anne Arundel County. We need a solution, not a task force.
Gimble says the city has not tried long-term residential treatment programs.
We've got to get the addicts out of the old neighborhood and away from their friends, away from their dealers, and to a setting where they have a chance.
Mayoral spokesman Kevin Harris says officials know what the solutions are, but for several decades have been unable to line up resources to support what works. The task force is expected to give Rawlings-Blake recommendations next July. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.
I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room. I dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people. And I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your vein. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste.